I think possibly needed a couple of days because last week was tough. But we put it to bed this morning. We all know that there's two big games coming up, and as I say, there's two. Basically, you've got two games to play at Wembley, haven't you? I think there's only Scotty who's made to play there. None of us have ever played there. So, look, last week was last week. We had a chance. We never took it. But we've got another chance now to put it right, and hopefully over the next two games, starting Saturday, that we do put it right and have a big push, because we've got, obviously, we've had a chance. We knew we took that hair from last week, that's what we said, bottled that hair up, and hopefully we don't get that feeling again, because it weren't nice, but we got another bite at the cherry, which some people don't, so hopefully we can, stick together. It's going to be tough. Good team, good strong team. We've seen over the last few years, they're always a hard team to beat, but we finished 15 points ahead of them, so that means that we must have been doing something right this year. So we've got to remember that.
I was going to say, are you able to take confidence from where you finished in the league and the points total, even though it feels like an anti-climax because you didn't finish third or second?
I'm on good form. I think we've just been talking in here. We've had last 12 games, we've won 8, drew 4. I know people would have said, that never got you up, but it never. That's life. But we're going into good form. I know Wimbledon are, but we're going into the best form in the league, you know what I mean? So we got to take that in consideration. Take last week, I mean, even a defeat, but obviously it felt like a defeat. Take that. We all felt low. It was very low in there, but we're all young, and I'm not, but the young lads, and hopefully they can make sure it doesn't happen again, and just have a right go. You know, leave nothing behind. I think we watched a little bit of the video of Stephen and Jim. We might have thought that we could have done a little bit more. So over these next two games, we've just got to throw everything at it and don't walk off the pitch, know it. If onlys or nothing like that, so that's what we've got to do.
Away form has been terrific. I think it's 5 wins on the spin, looking for a 6th. 3 clean sheets in a row as well. I guess Wimbledon, looking at Accrington, will be saying we can't underestimate them. They're a team in good form.
Yeah, well, they their manager's been round. They've got players who've been round and played against Accrington. They know that they'll be in for a test. When I was on the bench down there, and we played really well that game. So they'll know that where we were in the league. We were second in the league till after 45 games, so we must have been doing something right. They'll do their own work on us, and we've just got to go there and play our own game. I think maybe we got bogged down last week at the occasion, and hopefully this time the occasion doesn't affect us, and we play the way we can play.
I'd imagine these days very few of those players will have ever played in a two-legged game, because League Cup isn't two legs anymore. I guess it's just the playoffs. Is it different mentally? Do you have to look at it as a cup tie? Or
it's a little bit different. It is a little bit different, because whatever happens Saturday, it's not over, you know what I mean? It's one of them things. It's only half time. So maybe, look, we don't go into games looking for draws either and everywhere. We go to win the game, which we have done. And as I say, maybe away from home, we have done a little bit better the last 6-7 weeks. So we've just got to take that form into there. And as I say, we've got to just play our own game. No disrespect to, obviously, we've got to do our own make on Wimbledon. They've got strength, they've got big lads up front. Whoever they play up front, they're a big, strong team. So we've got to look at them, do our own make on them, but be brave ourselves and play our own game. And hopefully that we come out and we get to Wembley, which is massive now, and that's what we're all gunning to do.
And you've said a couple of times that these young players, relatively inexperienced lads, are almost like they've having a kick about with their mates or playing in the park. Can that work in your favour? Will they go there with no fear and try and do their thing?
Maybe this is the time where they do need a bit of it. We said, didn't we? We were waiting for the time that they might have needed a bit experience, and this week could be the week, do you know what I mean? It was a dagger in the heart. It was a long old week, but now we just want the game to come. And as I say, we had a meeting this morning, and it's about expressing ourselves, and the lads who are in the top half the pitch have been unbelievable this year, and if they can express themselves, we all know that 9 times out of 10, if we do keep a clean sheet, we'll score. They've been great all season, and we've got match winners all around the park, and especially going forward, and we're at our best when we're attacking, and we know that, and to say hopefully we can go there and do the job.
And I guess there are leaders and there are experienced lads, even not in the 18. Andy Proctor's, yeah, Anthony Barry's.
Andy Proctor's, Scotty Brown's. Baz has said after the game, which was true, he said, look, there's no better way in going up than the playoffs. So we've got to take that as a positive. We've got a great chance to play at Wembley, and on a pitch that probably suits us. So we've just got to get through these two games, maybe the pitches and that might suit us, and just think we've got to work hard, do the basics right, and hopefully football's the winner, and we can get a chance at a great crack at Wembley.